Daf Chaf Hei Amel Aleph. Aval Litvilo. Tzarch Hu Laharos Es Atzmo Ka'amit Lifnei HaMelech. A person needs to show himself as if he is standing in front of a king. V'lamo Be'ema, to stand in proper trembling and fear. Aval Kriyashma. If a Kriyashma Einim Medaber Lifnei HaMelech, you are not speaking in front of the king. Hadroiken is a choyli, a sickness, Matseva Es Akaris, which will affect the stomach. Silun is Shomei Reglayim, that means the flow of the Meiraglayim, the urine. Yarkon is Cheli Sheshmo Galnitza. It's a type of sickness whose name in Old French was Galnitza. Yodov Bebesakise, Mechitza Yesh Beino Lebein Besakise. There's a divider between him and the toilet. Uposhet Yodov Lefnim and Mechitza, and he sticks his hand inside the barrier. Kol HaNeshama, HaPeh, the mouth, HaChotim, and the nose, Bechlal, HaHilo, are included in the praise of that you are giving to Hashem. Velo Shar Ivarim, and not the rest of your limbs. Sheyesh lo Iker, Shehatsoa Munach Hashem Umasrachas, that the Tsoa is resting there, is placed there, and is smelling. Sheyesh lo Iker is HaPachas Ruach, and something which, a smell which does not have a source, that is referring to one who is past gas. Marchik Dalat Amos, Min HaIker, from the actual source of the smell. Rafapish HaReach Ba'elov, even though the smell is reaching him. But going Shehila Achar, for example, it is behind him. She'enu Roya, also he's not seeing it. The Mokum Shepasak HaReach, SheHaReach Kol Hashem, that the smell stops there. Lo Keneged Soas Adam, Rafapish She'en Reach, even though there is no smell. Lesel Chosok Kihom Asnisa, Dili El, earlier, to Osar Soas Kolovim V'Chazirim, V'She'en Behem Oris, that forbids the Tsoa, the manure of dogs and pigs, even though they are not placed together with hides to work them out and turn them into usable for like cloth. Bizman Sheish Behen Oris, Atsoas Kolovim V'Chazirim Koy, it's referring to the manure of dogs and pigs. Shedarkan Losesan Be'iwil Oris, it is usual to use them in working out the hides. Avotsoas Adam, but human Tsoa, Afilo below Oris, even without it being to put together with skins. Shahari Ein Dark is also Shahari Ein Dark and Losaisin Shem. It's not normal to use human soa to work out the hides. Hilkach Al Karcha below Aros Kamar, and therefore must be talking about without the hides. She'ein Lo Iker Hapachas Ruach, that is passing gas. Tzipi Machatzelo Shel Beis HaMedrash, they are the mats that were placed in the Beis HaMedrash. It was normal for those who are sleeping to pass gas. It's not possible. But if a Kriyashma, just go outside the base medrash and say Shema. But to learn, you can't force people to constantly leave the shul. The one who himself passed gas, Mamten must wait until the smell passes. So, Overes, as Adam Shanoisim Lufan of Graf Sharei Lahaviru, a human who they are carrying a Graf Sharei, which is a vessel which is holding the Tsoa in it, Lahaviru, it'll be a paddy, and they're passing it and bringing it past him. Mutu Lakrois, Ve'in Serach Lahavsek, he does not have to stop. Hatame Omid Tachase Ilon, Veloy Benoise Esameskai, we're not talking about carrying a corpse. Demes Veloshna Omid Veloshna Yoshev. With regard to a corpse in the tumah, it makes a difference if you're sitting, standing, or walking. Oh, since you're under a tree, it's considered a canopy and oil, and the tumah would indeed transfer from one to the other. But this was said over with regard to a mitzera, mitereskayanim, intereskayanim, the golibe, rachmana, that the Torah reveals that yeshiva, there has to be where it's sitting, or stationary. Because it says by the mitzera, he has to be sitting outside the camp. From here we say that even standing in place is the same as sitting. The kviya, because he's stationary in one place. Avam halich lo kviya, one who is walking has not established his place. Evan amnu ga'as, hari hikam mitzera, it's like a mitzera. Shehikisha akosov, that the Torah compares them, since the Torah compares them, zayis ha-Torah, l'chol nega ha-tzeras, l'nesek ha-tzeras ha-beged v'l'bayis. So you see, it's connecting a bayis, which would be from stone, to other types of tzeras. Pshita, depi chazer eina b'lotzo, there is no, literally, its mouth, it means over here, the rectum of a pig that is not found without tzoa. The bayis mutter, the ein derech lahanich tzoa, the bayis is not normal to leave the tzoa the bowel movement in the house. Lo asur Torah, b'meir aglayim. There's no biblical prohibition with regard to urine. Licorice and saying Shema el kneged amud hakaluch bavan. The biblical prohibition is only against the flow of the urine itself, but not that when it's found on the floor. You don't need to cover it, and it says that you have to cover that which is prevents you from saying Shema. Ad kama yishu al gav karka behe aser. How long does it lie on the ground and it's still aser to say Shema? Shorali mari yimchalo rabbeinu, he should be forgiven. The vada sheker heyed mishmei. The rav is for sure saying an incorrect testimony in the name of Rav. Hayavasha, when it's dry, is nefreches hiyesim in halecha, it will crumble more than that one which is, has moisture in it. Ikad army chumrihi. It's a chumra, afal pi she'im zarko nefreches, even if you throw it, it would crumble. Chol va'enu nefreches megugol, since it's not going to crumble by rolling it. Lechehi, that's still called as if it has moisture in it. Karmel, loshim krum, it's a thin layer. Kolamer gelad ma'at, it's a little bit, gotten a little bit like a gelad, which is like a covering over the wound when it starts to heal. E mafli iflui imishbos sedokim sedokim, something that cracks in it. Yaveshihi is really considered dry. Vesharian is permitted. My havelo the miraglaim was the lachu with regard to urine. Nivlu ba'aretz in the ground. Yavshu is algabe avanim bechama, is if it's dried on top of the stones in the sun. Daf chof hey amid beis v'tufeach amunas latfiach ikumenei atanikama boy amunas latfiach, that is wet enough that if you were to touch it you would get wet. Rabbi Yosi Machmir Yosi says even if it's not that wet, just there is some moisture. Lema tana stomach Rabbi Elazar v'halacha k'moisan, then the halacha would be like Rabbi Elazar because we have a stam mishnah like him. Duma l'basikin ka'omer masisin im ha'netzach ham. Maybe our mishnah is talking about those who are trying to do basikin, therefore right before they're saying Shema right before in the Nates. I will coolly out, and we're still agreeing that Shalom shows that you have until 3 hours to actually say the Shema. And this would be a chiddush that even that there's an inyan of Zum Vasikin in Kriya Shema, even though you're not continuing directly to Shema Nesim, because you're not dressing, you're not going to daven. Alright, Libo Roya is Erva, because Soka Daitach, we are thinking at this point, called Eber Shein Narkal, Liro says the Erva, any limb which is not normal for it to be seeing the private parts. The Roya said Beshoshikari Batar, and now it is being visible to the private parts of, when, while saying Torah. Karinabe, then the pasuk applies, well, you're Bacha Erva Stover, that you should not see the Erva. Lumen the Torah Lamachlachi Hashari, Shein Lahim Erva, they don't have Erva. Al Karchenu, Yeshanu Erva, but we are created that way. The Ein Anu Yechelim Nisharim, because we can't watch ourselves from all of this. Kol Shehu means a Ma'at. Baroik, rokik aleha, you spit on it, umachasa, you said baroik, and you're covering up the urine with your spit. Vashashas is a lantera. In Balaz, in Old French, it's a lantern. Kamayim means the same, mechitza sechuchis, a glass barrier, o klaf dak, mafsik ben tayim, or there's a thin piece of paper which is separating, the hineris and still seen. This is also brought in Mogen Avram about ever vashashas being usher, about see through clothing. The kisui talia milsa, the kasisa eser secha, you have to cover up the bowel movement. Mayim haraim is sruchim in smelly. Mayim mishra shesharin sham hapishna, the cannabis, the hain masrichim, and they smell. You are soaking their pishdan and cannabis, and they smell. The kama maya romi va'azil, kama yashlich l'sveichim, how much do you have to put into them? V'yivatlum halo merubinheim, and you make it, annul them, do bittul. But there's a lot of them, so how much water do you have to put into the urine? Umer aglayim mu'atim, a small amount, nehem b'kli, and they're in the vessel. V'hu bal l'kros kriyashma, and some you want to say kriyashma next to it. L'psof, shmer aglayim b'kli. The mer aglayim, the urine is in the vessel. V'zen noisel l'sachamayim, you're putting water into it. Meaning, which came first? The first you put water into the vessel, and then urinate into it, or did you urinate into the vessel, and now you're putting water into it. V'ahi, in that, Kamar Rabbi Zakeh Revius, he says, then you need a revius, so he's talking about where you had already the urine in it, and now you were putting water into it. First you put water before you urinated. Everyone would agree that only a small amount. When you put the urine into the vessel, At the end, still, so we have this concept of Rishon Shenufal L'Sochamayim Mispatel, that each drop as it hits the water inside of it is becoming Batel. Shenufal L'Sochamayim Mispatel, Dapal Pishahim Rabim, even though there are a lot more than the water that's found in there, the Holchin Kfar, the Holchin is going and continuing to great. Kfar Batel is already Batel. Isolate Revi also, Afilo Betchilo, you bring Revi even at the beginning. Gerach Va'ovit, Shneim Klicheres, both of them are a pottery earthenware vessel. When it's talking to manure, the bowel movement, it's kari graf, and the shell meiraglayim, that which is used for urine, is kari ovit. Also, liquids krishma kenegdim, hoil umiyuchodim lakach, since they are designated specifically for this, even though at this moment there is nothing in the vessel. Umeiraglayim asman, the kli she'enim uyuchod lahem, it's in a vessel that's not specifically for usage as a potty. That there is no barrier of the bed between you and these vessels, these potties. That the bed is a barrier between you and these vessels, it's still aser. You don't have the girsa of a one vessel inside another. If it's underneath the bed, it's as if it's being buried in the ground. Our question is explained to us with the differentiation between before the mita or after mita, whether or not the bed is a barrier for it. Because the opinions are the opposite. I do not know where this is. Interesting. Rav Akiva Eger has a list of all the places where Rashi says this in Shas. Peshitoli b'minichon tachas amita, where if it's placed under the bed, v'raglecha k'tzarim, has short legs, she'ein himena l'kaka shel shetvachim, that you'll have from the bottom of the bed to the ground three tvachim, then k'lovet amit, it's like lovet, v'arihen k'tmunim, is as if it is completely covered. Asara vaday, lo sha'alti b'meno, I didn't ask him, the nirik ilo einu tachteha. It's as if it's not underneath it anymore. Ma'akrishesh hefzik kol kachtus, you have such a gap, ein zek kisa, it's not all being covered. Aile l'chupo v'lo havi mistayim ilso, the nisa, when he couldn't consummate the marriage, shalaho yu yachol libol, he was not able to have relations. Sekantim l'bri, kemat sekantim esbeni lomos, he almost caused my son to be in danger of dying, bo'ein isha avom, for being punished for the sin of having relations with a sefer Torah in the room. Afila Saramani, the Kulan Klayan, and they are bags which are designated for use of covering the Sefer, or the Tefillin, Kechad Manadami, it's as if it is one bag.